All right, hey everyone. It's me, Mark, and just wanted to pop online to tell you about what's going on over here. Because recently my content has been lacking. I know I am aware of this. I'm sorry to those of you who enjoyed it, and well, let me just quickly explain why. There's a couple of reasons. For me not coming online as much. Some are personal, some are well, professional, I guess, in the sense that I've had a little bit of trouble finding new ideas and inspiration, especially because the most obvious course, I guess, to the most obvious topics to talk about are the kind of topics that, well, most people are talking about. And I don't want to be, one of those people. Fuck me. Nobody wants to see my ugly face is one. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say is two, because who cares about my opinion? Number three is I'm having trouble finding the words, which like verbal IQ suddenly disappeared all of a sudden. It's really annoying. Cannot find the right take on things. It's really annoying. There lack of ideas, lack of inspiration. I have mood swings, which are fucking annoying. They really impair my ability to stand up and do stuff. My son's having vacation right now, which means that the 3 mornings I used to have for myself are essentially gone right now. That's a temporary thing. It's not really a problem, but I want to be able to focus on him when he's here. So that's also a big, big reason. And it's very difficult to bring an audience to a radio-only platform, the No Agenda platform. So I guess video is the most obvious way forward. And while I'm essentially okay with doing that, I've got no good camera. I don't have any money to buy a good camera. This is filmed on my freaking laptop. The other camera, I bought a Logitech, threw some money towards a Logitech webcam, which essentially just sucks. The colors are bad. It cost me a lot of money. And so no decent camera here. Most importantly, I'm still searching for my niche. I'm searching for the right subjects to talk about, and I do have some ideas, but it's really difficult to get into, especially in English. So I also wanted to focus on my Dutch content, and I found someone who bailed out on me, which really bums me out. It's very difficult to combine all of these things, making content, making fun things, together with being a full-time parent. I've got another kid coming on the way. Well, it's very nice, of course, and I'm looking forward to it, but my own life, my own ability to push out content and do what I like is going down very fast. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy for it. It really sucks. It makes me feel powerless. It makes me feel the bulk of my, well, not my whole life, but the bulk of my life is being in service for others, my children, my family, which is fine. But I also want to have a little bit for myself, and I don't have it right now, and it really sucks. The parts that I do have for myself are essentially me being very tired, like all of the time. So that's just very annoying. I expected myself to be more in my studio than I actually am. I don't know why. It's just when I'm there, I don't really know what to do. Oh, I feel like I'm standing with my back against the wall. It's a really difficult time for me. In these times, I mean, this is not a new thing for me. The mood swings, also not a new thing for me. When I get like this, I withdraw. I stop listening to shows. you know, go more into myself. And I'm essentially the thing I'm doing most is just waiting it out, waiting until I feel better, waiting for the inspiration to come back. I think another big part of this has to do with the weather. It's really hot right now. And the hotter it gets outside, the more I shut off because I cannot stand the heat at all. I think it's so impairing, and it's, you know, you lift your arm and your back's full of sweat, basically that kind of thing. So all these things combined, you know, make essentially give you a pretty good reason of why I haven't been making the amount of content and why my energy's not been that high. And instead of, you know, venting my anger or frustration or talking about nothing to talk about, I decide to stop making content and shit like that. So for those of you who did enjoy my content, and I'm sure there's not a lot of people, please bear with me. I will be back. I'll do my best to find things to be actually enthusiastic about. It's not always that easy for me. In fact, it's very hard for me to, you know, to pick myself up by my bootstraps and progress into something. I really respect people like, you know, PewDiePie, who is making content every day, obviously also not always in a good mood, but still making content every day, has got a very good style. And other content makers I know who push out content regularly. Now, for me, it's difficult, especially because the topics I want to talk about, sometimes I've got really good takes, but then I want to record them and nothing comes out. Also, my focus on making Dutch content is really, it has two sides, because on one hand, I really want to make content in Dutch for my Dutch audience. On the other hand, I know that as soon as you talk about either controversial things or give your opinion about things or talk about your own personal circumstances, the Twitter hordes of madness come your way, and worse, people sticking their necks out get flogged by mainstream media. It's like, it's a horrible situation where anyone who has a different opinion than the accepted narrative opinion just gets attacked and gets scared off the internet, essentially. So Dutch content, I expected it to come. I also expected the person who I would make it with to make an effort, you know, really put their money where their mouth is. Didn't happen. Maybe this will happen in the future, but I don't know. I'm very bummed out right now. I will probably find the right subjects to talk about. I hope that I can find somebody who can edit my videos in a cool way, in a way that, you know, fits with current standards or whatever. Anyway, I don't want to delve too deep into all of this, because the rest is just chunks of thoughts floating around in my mind, and I don't think I'm emotionally in a good place right now to force myself to push out stuff that I'm just not sure about. So, yeah, a bit of a black pill, I guess. But I'll do my best to come back whenever I feel better. So, from me to you, hope that you will bear with me, and hope that we will see each other again soon. This is Mark signing out. Peace.